4 VWA, any station.
Good afternoon, Steve. KO4HKX, I guess I'll have to do.
That's fine, Patrick. I need to do a little quick system check. I just bought myself a FTM 400 XDR. Yaesu.
Nice little radios, I believe.
MGM hasn't got anything on the display, man. I tell you what, it's all color and it's a large display and it's all touch screen. And I'm just going to have to get used to something this nice. But the main thing is how's my signal? I'm over here at the house, and how is my audio? Do I need to adjust my gain?
KB2HX, a lot of noise on the repeater today.
And, Steve, you sound good over here. I might back the mic gain down just a little bit. Not much, though.
Right there. Is that any better?
Said to me.
Where do you got your mic gain set at, Steve?
Right down the road with the mic resting on my leg, and that's where I've got the mic now. So that I guess that's going to be just about right for me. How is my audio? Am I overdriving at all?
No, you're fine. Normally I keep my mic about 3 to 4 inches away from my mouth, and my mic gain is set at 50% on FM on this radio.
Where it is on this one, that's where I guessed anyhow. And but anyhow, both of you, Patrick, Dave, how is the quality of the audio? Because everything I've heard is the audio on these things is supposed to be really good.
Good over here on my end. I'm in Easley right now.
I'm heading towards Pendleton right now, and I'm on 29. Aside from the repeater being a little noisy, you sound perfectly clean to me. I can understand every word you're saying, unfortunately.
Oh, Dave. You say you did want to borrow that little piece of equipment? Well, I think I sold it.
Okay, no problem. I think probably didn't get much for it.
No, $2.98. So, Patrick, how have you been doing, buddy?
Just been working, doing the normal day-to-day thing.
Good. All right. Well, I tell you what, I think I'm going to be real happy with this thing. I think I'm going to have to make myself some sort of little visor. I know these things are supposed to be tough, but I got the remote unit, the display, mounted up on my top of my dash in my Chevy truck, and it's pretty hot up there. I think I'm going to make myself a little sunshade for it.
I usually throw a hat over the one in the tool truck during the day when I'm sitting in the sun. That way it keeps the sun from baking right on it.
Yeah, I could get myself a little hat and that would cover the thing up and nobody'd even never know that it's there. Except for somebody that wants to steal my hat.
People can wear a watermelon.
Oh, I have an eclectic collection of friends. Or at least that's what I call them. Oh, well. Maybe one day I'll get this bullseye off of my back.
Well, Steve, I'm going to have to jump out of here. Dave, wife's coming, so I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good day. Good to talk to both of you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Here, Patrick, you have a good day. Be safe out there. And, Dave, what are you doing today, Bubba?
Heading out to Pendleton. I got to change out a blower motor, and I'll be heading back into town. I got one more stop this afternoon, and I'm going to fall down dead.
I hear you. Okay. Well, good enough. Well, just be careful out there. This thing seems to be working pretty good. It's got all the digital modes. You can do manual, analog. Digital, you can do about anything you want to with it. So, I'll get me one of those nifty quick guides and keep it in the truck here so that I can kind of keep up with how to work this thing. It's got too many. Oh, man, the touchscreen's loaded.
Oh, good luck with it. I'm sure you'll figure it out. Listen, my phone's going to ring here. I'll get right back with you. KP2HXS. And see you, Patrick.
Grass, Mama's already got the other mower out there, and if I don't get out there, I'm not going to have a happy wife or a happy life. I'll catch you later, big guy. K4 VWA, I'm clear.
KP2HXS.